Okay, and we're coming back in for the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And we're here with our agenda of, I admit it's horror stories, but it's the truth, of SSRIs, GMOs, and vaccinations, and all the crushing legislation and pressure by local authorities, governments, and states to push this on people. And we've been talking about Trump walking into walls and appointing appalling people, including his head of the CDC and the FDA. And I'll deal with them. We'll do a whole program on that as well soon, because it's pretty serious. But in terms of emergencies, and Mike Adams here is talking about, in a real emergency, bartering will come back into things in a big way. And he started off by saying the most important thing to have is currencies will just collapse, precious metals, gold and silver. And he puts alcohol next to it. This is to trade with people who have addictions to what they have, what you might want. And tobacco, I think that's a tradable item, yeah, okay. Ammunition, of course, just to protect yourself. Over-the-counter medicines, aspirin, allergy, and antibiotics, etc. Soap, well, this is pretty basic. Water, hygiene supplies, gasoline, cooking oil, fishing gear, batteries, so most certainly a very good type of batteries. Paper, I presume he's talking about toilet paper. Books and magazines, yet it will be boring during apocalyptic without electronic games, yes. The internet will probably be gone. Plastic sheeting and trash bags, board games, toothbrushes, disposable lighters, it's able to light fires. People will be sitting around a real fire in their house for the first time probably 50-100 years. Ziploc bags, zip ties. These skills will also come in handy as a barter. Medical skills, construction skills, military and former military professionals for security, farmer and expert gardener, automobile mechanic, homesteader, people who knows how to make and cook food, etc., etc., gunsmiths and ammunition loaders. There are others, but these suggestions give you an idea of what will come in very handy in post-collapse when things we take for granted. That will become very scarce. Well, the other thing he didn't mention on the list, it's a very sketchy list. I've seen far better lists than this. Who you make alliances with is vital. Absolutely critical. And who can you trust when things are being tested to the limit? That would be very, very few people that you know. I've little doubt of that. And that has been proven time and time again. But just go back and finish up some of the stories I pulled, which are happening again this week, May 18, 2017. Australia. I used to have respect for Australia being a can-do country, but they're now sinking into political correctness on a shocking scale. And would you hear this? Australian parents who don't vaccinate their children will be fined $14 per week by an authoritarian regime. It's hard to believe this. If you live in Australia and want to exercise your right not to vaccinate your kids, you'd better be prepared to pay for that privilege. The new federal budget will see these parents who don't vaccinate losing $14 per week, which equates to around $10 US. These measures will be set in motion starting July 2018 and is expected to raise millions of dollars while punishing those who don't want to vaccinate their kids. I mean, this is total tyranny. Health Minister Greg Hunt and Social Service Minister Christine Porter have said that taking this approach rather than withholding supplement at the end of the year would be a good way to constantly remind parents that they need to vaccinate their kids. This is blackmail on a government scale. It will also apply to families who do not get their four-year-old a health check, which presumably is yet another way to try and push the vaccines on kids. Well, on the vaccine industry have 32 vaccines they want to pump into children between the age of 6 months and 4 years. 32. Families who want to catch up on their vaccines will be able to do so for free under a $14 million program. Well, they're using the collection on those who don't to pay for that. The government will also spend $5 million to promote the benefits of vaccinations in areas that have lower immunization rates, such as the far north and New South Wales. Anyway, it goes on to say, Australia is a hostile place for anti-vaxxers. Most countries take a dim view of those who oppose vaccines, but Australia is a particularly unfriendly place excuse me, the vaccine industry is just tied up, bought up their politicians, quicker than those places. That's the reason. No other reason. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's no jab, no play policy excludes kids who haven't been vaccinated from going to preschool or childcare unless they have an official medical exemption. Vaccine objection would not be considered a valid reason to skip the shots under the proposal. Laws to prevent unvaccinated children from going to school already exist in some parts of Australia, including Queensland, Victoria and New South Wales. Meanwhile, the recently updated vaccination standards of the Nursing and Midwifery Board of Australia urge members of the public to report any midwives and nurses who are sharing beliefs that could be constructed as opposing vaccinations. This is Honecker's Germany again, folks. This is absolute tyrannical hell. In addition, some Australian children are being denied medical treatment because their immunizations are not up to date. I mean, not just one, two, it's endless vaccinations. A poll of more than 2,000 parents found that one out of every six children who were not current on their vaccinations had been refused care, according to that study. 95% of the country's children were fully vaccinated, despite the fact that a third of parents had concerns and one-tenth of parents felt vaccines could do them harm. Well, that's still disgraceful that in Australia and the population is that much brainwashed. That's two-thirds are completely brainwashed into having it done. That's shocking. Vaccine injury reports average at 125 a day in our nation, Australia, which is hardly a drop in the bucket. In 2016, more than 45,000 adverse events followed vaccinations were reported, some of which were life-threatening. This only pertains to the causes that were actually reported. Many, I've lost the page here, am I? Yeah, I think I have reported. Yeah, I've lost age. But that's how bad it is in Australia. Goodbye, Australia. It used to be a can-do stand-up for democracy and the individual country. That is now dying. Australia, Sweden, Germany, these countries are basically gone. Virtually within Sweden and Germany, it's mass immigration. And this thing, as I said at the beginning of the program, it looks like Merkel will be re-elected, probably in a three-party coalition in Germany in September. I mean, this is shocking. She's a total hardcore Bilderberger New World Order globalist. Hardcore. And these globalists appear, it doesn't matter if you've got right, left, green, Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter. Their globalist mentality is shocking. It's just shocking what these people believe. And this Macron, as I was saying last week, this new creature, if the Bilderbergers were to, and the Illuminati were to actually breed their own prime minister on a petri dish, sperm donation, all the rest of it, Macron will be the ideal one. This is a schmuck who says that France doesn't have a culture, a very distinct culture. And he said that Brexit was a crime. Brexit was a crime. And that also he left his job. He was a nominated minister. He was never elected to office under Hollande, a socialist. And he left to go and work for the globalists, for the Rothschilds. So he is hardcore, exactly the epitome of what the Patriot Movement would despise. And he is about as anti-human existence as is possible to be. It's like the hardcore left Democrats in America. And I come to some of the things I've said here, which are quite shocking. You wouldn't have heard it in Nazi Germany. But, that's here in front of me now. Democratic candidates say, if you don't believe in climate change, you should kill yourself with car exhaust. Right? Repeat that again. Democratic candidate says, if you don't believe in climate change, you should kill yourself with a car exhaust. Thank you very much. Man-made climate change has become a quintessential symbol, a hot-button American politics. The divide-and-conquer issue of our day that never fails to rile up folks on both sides of the debate. But when the argument over whether or not it is actually a serious problem deteriorates into calls for those who oppose on the opposing side to commit suicide, which is what Democratic congressional contender, here's his name, Rob Quist, R-O-B-Q-U-I-S-T, Rob Quist from Montana. I'm shocked to hear a guy like that is from Montana. I expect to hear this crap in Los Angeles or New York, but Rob Quist from Montana recently did during a televised debate. That's when you know things have gone a bit too far. Well, Steve Quayle has something to say about that. Hoping to fill the vacated congressional seat left behind by now Interior Secretary Ryan Zink, Trump appointed, Quist says his campaign platform embodies the values of rural Montana. Oh, God. Whoa, what a moron. Oh, my God, if they elect this Montana gone, which has already been a hard sell due to word getting out about his unusual side gig as a musical entertainer as Montana at an Montana elderly nudist resort. I won't give a damn about that. It's what he's prepared to do. But his recent statements about what skeptics of man-made climate change should do to themselves to support his cause is likely to put the final nail in his political coffin. Well, I hope so. I'll be watching this one. During the recent Montana House debate, in a segment dealing with clean power and climate change, Quist didn't beat around the bush about his personal beliefs on the subject, speaking about the shuttering of fossil fuel energy plants. I say, closing down of clean energy plants, he says, we are contributing to global warming. Quist laid out his global position on how energy production needs to be forcibly transitioned to clean technologies, even if not everyone is supporting it. Long-winded, he was writing this article. Ethan Huff, edit yourself, Ethan Huff. This is this guy talking, Quist, his quote was saying, this is something that the entire world needs to address. Well, this moron shouldn't be allowed near it. Quist, bad writing, during the live debate, a short clip of which has since been posted on YouTube. If any of those of you that feel like, it's convoluted in English, this is not a problem. I challenge you to go into your car, go get into your car, in your garage, start your car, and see what happens. What a moron. It should be kicked off the airways for that. Chris doesn't even know the difference between carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide. The interference here is that if you don't agree with Chris and have fascist acolytes on their dogmatic positions pertaining to climate change issues, then you should just burrow up in your car and die from carbon monoxide fumes. Pretty classy, right? Such extreme views might be accepted at an Antifa rally in, I don't know what that is, Antifa rally in San Francisco, but it's hardly the type of thing that rural Montanans are likely to believe in. But anyway, I can't believe that Montana has produced a creature like this. Oh, that's shocking. I know people are disinterested in politics, but you have to be to find out who's getting the jobs and making the legislation and who have the power to destroy you. It's unbelievable. And in the same vein, this is even worse. Massachusetts Attorney General says it's okay for mainstream media to publish death threats against anti-vaxxers. This is the Attorney General of Massachusetts saying it's okay to issue death threats against anti-vaxxers. This is unbelievable. I think I touched on this last week. The mainstream media has just given a green light by the Massachusetts Attorney General to openly publish death threats against so-called anti-vaxxers. A derogatory term which means anyone who questions the sanity of injecting children with mercury, a brain-damaging heavy metal, and known neurotoxin. Proof of this is found in a letter shown below. And he's saying here, following the Boston Herald's call, that was last week, the Boston Herald's call for anti-vaxxers to be hanged to death. Yeah, that's what the Boston Herald actually said. Natural News issued an urgent action item for readers and fans to report the Boston Herald to law enforcement authorities. A wave of complaints hit the Boston FBI, Boston Police, and the Massachusetts Attorney General, requesting criminal investigation into the Boston Herald for a son of Ash call for anti-vaxxers to be executed in the same way black slaves were once lynched in America. In response, as shown in a letter below, I'll come to that in a minute, the Massachusetts Attorney General has declared it will not investigate the matter. Yeah, really. Of course, if you or I openly declared we were going to murder a journalist who worked for the Boston Herald, the investigation would be swift and highly publicized. But when the Boston Herald calls for the murder of people like us, the state government says that that's not worth investigating, and no other mainstream media outlet covers the story. total walking in lockstep, the mainstream media absolutely despise their own country and their own people. I should give out the number here for RBN on this program, 800-313-9443. If you have anything to add to this, 800-313-9443. And they're saying here, in other words, the Massachusetts government has just told anti-vaxxers that you must now take up your own self-defense against journo-terrorists, as Mike Evans calls them, since the authorities and government refuse to apply the law to those who work at the Boston Herald. Your lives are now in danger. You are being targeted by the Boston Herald and any number of psychopaths who may be motivated by the Herald's call for mass murder. The government has now declared it will do nothing to stop the calls for murder by journalists and murder of journalists as long as they are targeting people who oppose toxic vaccines. It is time to start publishing the home addresses of journal terrorists who escalate violence against concerned parents and independent scientists. This all explains why I plan, this is Mike Adams, to publish the home addresses of the journal terrorists working at the Boston Herald in order to warn local Bostonians that they might be living next to murderous psychopaths, mental health miscreants, and other dangerous items. Well, I always regarded Massachusetts as a wacko state, like Boulder, Colorado, Massachusetts, Los Angeles, and the bulk of California, as just mentally disturbed in the laws they allow to be enacted. And the likes of Jerry Brown, who's as a New World Order psycho. Since the Massachusetts government refused to take any action to protect the public from these dangerous psychopaths, it's obvious that we must take action to protect ourselves, he says here. The right to self-defense, after all, is one of the most sacred rights we possess. Our non-profit division is also, it's Natural News he's talking about, it's also launching the public education site of vaccineholocaust.org. Well, Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, is the video by Dr. Andrew Wakefield, which was widely buried by the mainstream media. It's on YouTube, if you go after it. Where Gerard, he's started again, our non-profit division is also launching a public education site, vaccineholocaust.org, where journal terrorists who deny, journalists who are pro-vaccines, who deny the vaccine harm children will be named and shamed, providing a permanent record of those crimes against children and humanity. There's quite a long article. I'll go through some of the more interesting parts of it. He's saying that Massachusetts Attorney General says okay to publish death threats, etc. The biggest picture in all this is better explained by Jeffrey Jackson, J-A-X-E-N, who writes about what's at stake in this article, reprinted here with credit. Well, it's a very long article. They're also quoting California Senate Bill 277, margined in big pharma money and marinated in big pharma money and political corruption. The LA Times ran the article titled Rich Educated Stupid Parents Are Driving the Vaccination Crisis. Such a headline now seems tame today, today's accepted media landscape ever since the Boston Herald labeled public debate about questionable health practices, etc. But anyway, it's quite a long article. But what it said, this has actually been published. Massachusetts Attorney General says it's okay for the mainstream media to publish death threats against anti-vaxxers. Whoa. And it's pretty hard to do an entire program on this, but one other article, Racket Government Grants $3 million to GMO Propaganda. And it's saying here, we're going up to the first break of the second hour, and I'll hold this till after the break. And we should be back in about 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Okay, and we'll come back in again and after the first break. Just two more GMO stories, and then I'll move on to other things. But again, this is right up to date, May 17th, 2017. FDA to push pro-GMO ads paid by taxpayer, even as consumers overwhelmingly reject Franken Foods. Well, I don't know why the consumers are not attacking American farmers who are 70% GMO farming. I mean, how can a race of farmers in America be taken over by Monsanto? Will somebody explain that to me? I've been asking for people to phone in on that one who are farming GMOs, and no response. It says, it is common knowledge that Monsanto spends an inordinate amount of money trying to convince people that its toxic pesticides and GMO seeds are not harmful, despite mountains of evidence to the contrary. Now you get to help pay for a pro-GMO campaign, whether you want to or not, to a questionable new measure that was passed in the most recent congressional budget. This is with Trump in power. Crikey. The new measures allocate $3 million to the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, for promoting the environmental, nutritional, food safety, economic, and humanitarian impacts caused by GMO ingredients and foods. I mean, can you believe this? It is not yet known exactly what this campaign will entail, but the measures does specify science-based educational information, bought and paid for pimps writing for the government. Let's translate that. Science-based educational information, what crap that is, be published and distributed. Groups in food and agriculture, as you said, the funding is necessary to counteract the misinformation about biotech agriculture. The irony here is that these are the same firms that are responsible for spreading misinformation. Representative Nita M. Lowy, Democrat, New York, sees the measure as nothing more than GMO propaganda sponsored by the government. Well, good woman, speak up a little bit more on this. She told the congressional hearing it is not a responsibility of the FDA to mount a government-controlled propaganda campaign to convince the American public that genetically modified foods are safe. They certainly are not. The FDA has to regulate the safety of our foods, simply supply and medical devices. Well, they were bought over by the multinationals years ago. They are not and should not be in the private industry advertising business. Well, they are. Of course, none of this is surprising when you consider that big ag interests donated $26 million to political campaigns, some of which went to congressmen in the House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee. In fact, Monsanto gave Subcommittee Chairman Robert B. Alderholt, Republican Alabama, $10,000 in 2016. It's pretty insulting that taxpayers have to fund this campaign, especially when many are the very same people who are suffering from the damaging effects of GMO foods. The WHO, what another bunch of crooks, the World Health Organization, has declared glyphosate a probable carcinogen, probable, and many people do not want anything to do with these foods. The campaign also seems necessary when you consider all the lengths Monsanto has been going to in order to spread their pro-GMO measure. They were recently revealed in court documents to have enlisted a group of people to find any negative mentions of GMO on the internet and counter them by citing false or misleading studies. Well, their biggest partner there would be Google, who would put an algorithm together for them. That would be that. And you should get just Google off your computer, folks. Just get rid of it. There's plenty of alternatives. And Bing.com, DuckDuckGo, and Good Gopher, which Mike Adams set up a search engine. Studies to show that products are safe. Their Let Nothing Go campaign, this is Monsanto campaign, aims to post positive comments to defend in the defense of GMOs and Monsanto everywhere, from news articles to Facebook. Well, most journalists, when they're under pressure for deadlines, right, they just pick a couple of press releases and rewrite them slightly, and that goes out as journalism and not paid advertising, which it really is. And that's what makes up 75% of newspapers these days, opinionated journalism press releases. They also resorted to tactics such as having staffers ghostwrite studies that make their products appear safe, sometimes even paying scientists to sign them off. And what's new? And they need the FDA to help them. Barely hear that music, Sam. Barely. Okay. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, and we're coming back in, and we have, how will I describe him? Well, I'm sure he has a Confederate flag flying over his house, a renegade up there in Washington, Brian in Washington. Hello.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning. What's it like up there today?
Oh, we're going to get a heat wave, 88 degrees on Tuesday, so they're probably going to spray us pretty heavy to make a nice cloud cover.
Yeah, of course, you're still on Fahrenheit. They ditched Fahrenheit here 40 years ago and centigrade here and Celsius. It's hard to work those temperatures back. I see. No, I'm very glad to have met your colleague, Jim Lee.
Jim.
He was on for an hour last week, and I'm going to get him to do 2 hours next week. I'll be moving the house next week. And he thinks he's going on and be doing it on his own, actually. I should tell him that tonight. He's very good. He's a definitive expert on that subject, and his website is encyclopedic. It really is fantastic.
Yep, he's a real street fighter, and mm-hmm. You know, not doing it to make money. He's providing
I'd imagine he's sacrificed a lot of his life for this, like most people in the Patriot Movement, and majority of people in the Patriot Movement have not got wealth. The genuine people, there's nothing wrong with having wealth. But that's how it's so hard for RBN and a fundraising drive currently to raise funds to keep going. But anyway, what's your main heartstring? What's drawing at your heartstrings today?
Well, after you get Jim on and get the information extracted from him, Jenna, and you know, speaking of working all day for free, and somehow managed to take care of it all, she's put up on your Chatango a radio interview out of Oregon that a Tony Pantelaresco, who she's fairly closely acquainted with, sent her. So Tony's doing radio interviews, and if you were to listen to this hour long, it's similar to Jim. Tony doesn't make any money off of all the information that he has.
And what's his key subject?
Morgellons. He has it, and he's a
Morgellons. Oh yeah,
yeah. He's a consultant for health, so he's an herbalist, and he come down with this Morgellons and said, "What the hell is this? I can't cure this. I can cure anything in 3 to 5 days." Causing him to look into it, and similar to Jim, the Street Fighter warrior, Tony has got problems with people that are saying misinformation, or you know, they want to be the hero of Morgellons. He mentions Clifford Carnicon, saying, "You know, I don't hear anything from Clifford Carnicon is the."
Well, I don't know who they are. But
I'm just saying,
we come to a point on that. One thing, and it's not just because he's on OVN. Bill Deagle is 18 scientists and doctors in one person, and he's developed protocols, and I know he has one for that as well. And it's nothing to do with SSRIs, right? But again, I hope these people know who Deagle is. A lot of these people can dig in their furrow doing very good work. But I have this ongoing problem in the Patriot Movement where they disconnected from key people they should be making alliances with. But have you connected him up with Bill Deagle?
Well, that is, it's just like Jim. He doesn't like associating with other people.
Well, he's a big problem. He has a big problem. We're talking about solving a problem. I don't mean to bark at you, but this is what I get all the time. This fragmentation and isolation, it's a problem. The people who are fighting, who are doing this to us, Morgellons, by the way, is derivative of Lyme disease and is the result of a bioweapon being tested in the California desert, and I won't go into it now. And that's where those diseases come from, and they're not one. They're probably 25 or 30 or 40 diseases running together. That's why they're so hard to crack. But that's what Bill Deagle and his research and scientists have done, and they know the source of these diseases. But I am telling you, this guy, I would talk to him, fine, but he'd have to go to the sources that we've developed on RBN that we come across, let's say. And I don't know why they're operating in isolation. But we'll talk to them. I'll talk to them and I'll give them chapter and verse on that. But carry on, yeah.
Well, if we're going to have to build greenhouses and take all the vegetables we grow and put them in a blender, put oil in it to separate the nanoparticulates before we can even eat food, and you can't feed your chickens grain because it's all GMO, we are up against a horrendous obstacle. And Tony is trying to get to it, and Jenna is very thankful because she's got, just every time she's turned around, it's something new that's trying to drag her down, and the girl needs to get out and put in a decent day every day. It's just, we're up against a horrendous problem, and I think some of your listeners could listen to that. That's on the Chatango that Jenna posted, and see if we could get some more. Like, I'm in total agreement with you. We can't operate independently. We have to weed out those that are misinforming, and I think that is my hope, is that we can get to the bottom of this. Who is giving the straight skinny on this? Who's misinforming? Because we got stuff to do. Jenna doesn't want to put her feet in a bucket that's electrified to get the stuff in the bottom of her pore. The bottom of your foot is your biggest pore on your body. So to get it to cleanse your liver and kidneys, which are overloaded, You have to electrify these nanoparticles to trick them into releasing from your body. This is a lot of work.
It's collectively known as detoxing. And that's a mega part of the Eagle's operation, detoxing and cleaning out the body and the liver. I'm somebody who's very overweight. And one time he said to me, I'm a very mild drinker, I'm not a heavy drinker, but I have a very extreme low metabolic rate. That's what caused the problem. You can live to 100 years of age with that, but if you put on weight with a low metabolic rate, you're in trouble. And I have to, in a year's time, I have enough cash to get liposuction, to get it off the stomach. But one of the, I know the three things he has three protocols for doing that without surgery on his site, and it's extremely good.
How about in closing, I say that all of these supplements and health food stuff and what Tony calls orgasmically organic grocery store purchases cost an arm and a leg. He's figured out a way to get very inexpensive, easily available, things that you can ingest on a regular basis, iodine, borax, TSP, turpentine. This is all inexpensive, readily available, way to battle this. And that is just the, in closing, main thing that Tony is saying, and this is the toughest one, no grains, no rice, no corn, no flour.
But the two sites, not to, everybody's given that information, go here, go there, but two sites could carry you for the rest of your life, hopefully they're there for the rest of your life. Natural News is the most comprehensive one, and Nutri Medical. Those two alone, you would not have to go anywhere else in the world for any medical or food advice for growing. Nowhere. They are most comprehensive. Naturalnews.com, go onto that site, they're very well laid out, and Deagle's listen to his program, and one of the things I direct people to is, he does a thing on a Friday, a firing line, where people send in their ailments to him, and he goes through it. He talks even faster than I do, but you can stop, start it, because you're listening to the previous day's program, and on the site, on his site, you can hit the product he's talking about, and it drops down to three pages of totally what it is, and it has nothing to do with chemicals or SSRIs. It's really high-powered nutrition, and it's extremely good. Okay.
Also, Jim had a debate, which I am completely in favor of, and somebody who's a chemtrail debunking outfit spokesperson, and Jim had him on for a debate, and it was very heated. It's clear what we're up against. This information needs to be exposed. I'm going to let you go.
Okay, we'll follow this on next week on geoengineering. Okay, talk to you then. Okay. Okay, thanks a lot, Brian. We have another caller. I recognize the name. Wes in Idaho. I hope you have something interesting, Wes. Hello, Wes.
Yeah. Do you know about the new health discovery that's going to change the world? It's called earthing. It's effectively grounding. Hello?
I haven't heard of that. Is this for humans or machines? Tell me which.
It's for humans. It's been around for thousands of years, really.
And what does it do?
It's the same as walking barefoot in the grass or on the beach. You can do this with some real simple devices, just a band around your leg and then a wire that goes to ground and do it.
That's a new one on me, I see. Well, you've got to get through the static in the body. If you travel a lot in vehicles, you'll be full of static electricity. I'm one that picks that up easily. I come in here and I hit a switch and I blow the lights on the fuse. But I see. No, but again, it's good to walk on a beach. I can understand that.
The problem is in about 1960, they developed rubber, and they put rubber in the soles of our shoes. So We are no longer...
Well, rubber and hundreds of other compounds go up to make shoes, and especially the Chinese-made shoes.
Can I finish, sir?
There's very few pure leather shoes on the market.
Can I finish, sir?
The
rubber insulates us from the earth, so we are no longer electrically contacted with the earth.
Yeah.
You could walk on grass. You can walk on the beach with rubber shoes on. You no longer have that contact, electrical contact with the earth. Dr. McCullough, do you know of him? He's a big advocate.
No.
Okay, put earthing in your search engine. Go to YouTube. Dr. McCullough, Dr. Tent, Dr. Sinatra, it's going to change entirely health.
Yeah, it's part of it. Another one, just let me say this. Another thing, all these cheap wearing rubber shoes, hard leather, and even with a steel tip on your heel on the shoe, you need the vibration to keep your spine working correctly. The lack of vibration between the human body and the earth weakens the spine using rubber shoes. It's actually very bad for you in that regard. And you need the normal vibration and contact and other things that's going through it as well. That's another factor. And I'll give you another quick one. People sitting in low chairs of any age group from 20, 30, 40, 50 years of age should never sit between your inside of your kneecap and the bottom of the bum cheek. That's the heights to aim for sitting on a chair, and never sit on anything lower. Otherwise, you're doing havoc to your hip joints. And the older you get, the higher the chair should be inside those two measurements. But do you think any doctor would tell you that? No. You don't need to go to medical school to learn this. This is common sense. Okay. Anything else, Wes? Okay. Right, you're on. Good. Thanks. earthing, well, I'll look that up. You never know. It might be something. But I can understand what he's talking about. We're all insulated in foam chairs and walking on nylon carpet, and we live in a static, and it's a terribly unhealthy world. The same thing. But, no, Brian is right. It's an offense to grow food, and it's trying to do it as they are up in Washington there in Olympia, I think it is. You're attacked at every move. Water, air, seeds, your own location, weeds, and this thing of leads to this, I've said it before. Public parks in New York. Mike Adams published a list of the shocking pollution of public parks in all cities in America, with glyphosate around the edges of the park, cleaning, killing weeds, etc., and spraying the grass. And animals and young children are getting right down to this, and it is shocking pollution on a shocking level. But I do stop and ask guys from the council here, what are they spraying? And I've checked them recently; they're not using that. Glyphosate, but glyphosate is used, Roundup is used on farming in America, in Britain, even though you're not allowed to use GMOs. But we have the European Union talking secretly to these companies, and they're definitely going to slowly legalize GMO foods in Europe. Again, more criminality from the usual suspects, the European Union. But anyway, finishing out this article on what we said, FDA to push, the Federal Drugs Administration, to push pro-GMO propaganda using government money. It's shocking. And the last part of that article was, Frankenstein foods have a bitter taste in consumer mouths. According to a Pew study, well, Pew studies are fairly accurate, 39% of people think GMO food is worse for health than GMO, than non-GMO. Well, it's only 40%, it's still incredibly low. I suppose 20% don't care, and then the others, probably if you're a new age flunky, you think GMO is manna from heaven. And it says worse than GMO, despite Monsanto's team of bullies trying to convince them otherwise. Moreover, organic sales continue to rise with a new record set in 2015. This is organic sales totals for the United States, $43 billion. Actually, that's pretty good. The demand for organic is so high that farmers are struggling to keep up with it. It is clear that those with a vested interest in GMO are getting desperate. It's pretty concerning how masterfully they managed to get the government on board. Well, it's the scum the people elect. As Vincent Finelli and others are saying, no incumbents re-elected. None. And again, the scum that ends up in Parliament, you know, it's shocking. And the final piece of this article on Frankenstein Foods, it says, if the FDA and the USDA genuinely want to educate people about public health issues, what about telling them about the dangers of high sugar diets as diabetes and obesity continue to run rampant in our nation? Why not start a campaign pushing people to avoid processed foods and focus on organic vegetables instead? Well, the chances of that happening are when they get rid of the FDA and the USDA and give power back to local states. We do not need these federal organizations at all. And one other article, we move off the subject. We're coming to the last break, and fascist book burning begins in high school, so that is the last article today. We should be back in about 2 minutes.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Coming back in for the last 3 minutes of the program, and this is just to finish up. It's not funny really, but it's a human story of insanity. Fascist book burning begins as high school confiscates yearbook due to politically incorrect quote from a student. And wait till you see what the quote is in a minute. A North Carolina high school has issued a full yearbook recall after a personal quote that one of the students chose to put beneath his class photo triggered some of his fellow students, teachers, and administrators, making it too controversial for circulation. According to the Charlotte Observer, the offering, quote, is a popular phrase that the President Donald Trump used throughout his campaign. And the phrase was, under this student's photograph, build that wall. Good man. Absolutely should build a wall. Which some students and faculty apparently feel is racist and hurtful and shouldn't be allowed. Yeah, yeah, you should have Hillary Clinton in power to drag you into multiple wars and a police, complete and total police state. Richmond Early College High School, that's an unusual name, RECHS, near Rockingham, which enrolled 259 students, has become a national spectacle since the decision was made to retrieve and destroy yearbooks based on the printing of these three simple words. School officials say they were unaware of the offending quote until a handful of pre-ordered yearbooks arrived and started to be distributed, catching the attention of Principal Tonya Waddell, T-O-N-Y-A-W-A-D-D-E-L, Tonya Waddell, absolute new age freak. Before the rest of the yearbooks could be released, Waddell had them all pulled and stopped the rest of them getting into the hands of students, so they'll be sent for pulping, will they? What a waste. The issue came to her attention after some students at the school and others bemoaned the printed quote on the social media, drawing attention to its possible impact on minorities at the school who might feel as though they were directed at them. The college, RECHS, known as, quickly made an announcement on its Facebook page that errors had been discovered in the yearbook, thus necessitating its retrieval. As a district, we do not and will not tolerate inappropriate conduct towards any of our students, reads a notice issued by Richmond County Schools. In each situation, our goal is to provide for the well-being of all our students and prevent reoccurrence of inappropriate conduct. Safe spaces. They have to wear cotton wool and ear pads as well as those. School claims there were other inappropriate quotes but refused to provide details. In a seeming attempt to draw attention away from what amounts to a modern-day book burning, of course all centered around a positive reference to President Trump, that's simply what it was, the college has since claimed that they were offering quotes that prompted the recall of the yearbook. But when pressed as to what these other quotes were by local media, the school would not provide any evidence of what they were. But North Carolina, another disease state in America, unfortunately. But anyway, we'll be back. At least I need to. We'll have Jim Lee next week, and we'll talk to you then.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.